Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is your host, astrologer Shelley Entine, speaking to you about the week beginning October 10th, Monday, and ending on Sunday the 16th of October. So, we have one planetary shift to look at this particular week, and that would be Mercury going back into Libra. And we'll talk about that right now because it is going to take place at 7:51 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And we will know as Mercury shifts back into Libra that we are going to be more concerned with issues of a Libra nature like truth, balance, justice, relationships, harmony and the arts. And this is an air sign where Mercury will feel a bit better. However, we do have Libra with one very big quality that Mercury may get stuck with now and then, which is decision making. Well, this sounds right, but then so does that. And I would like this, but then maybe this is better. That kind of stuff, the stuff that makes you late for a movie or, because it's taken so long to settle on which one. So there will be that little bit of a glitch from time to time, and particularly if Mercury's having an aspect that's causing some issues, which unfortunately will be the first kind of aspect Mercury will make because it will be opposing still retrograde Jupiter in Aries until Wednesday. And it won't be out of those, what some people call the shadow degrees, but it is the degrees that we're going back over now in direct form till the 16th or 17th, but that's fine. So you're still weighing and balancing some of these new perceptions and these ideas about what you think you might want to do as you move forward. Now, we're in the third quarter, having come off that rather intense in some parts of the world and even here, perhaps, Aries full moon. And we are in a space of still having Aries moon, and this time it is making the exact square to now direct, but hardly showing it, Pluto in Capricorn. That's at 10:10 in the morning. So this morning of the 10th, let's be super aware of, you know, not trying to break rules. And if you do, there may be some strong repercussions. A moon in Aries can make us do things quickly without thinking too much. This is where people are going through red lights, and you should be aware of that. And, you know, people still not really in their bodies sometimes, I feel. There are so many things that are whirling around, and with that full moon, so many energies brought up to process that, you know, things are a little bit out of control. And that's also the Mars in Aries, the heated mind going over and over things, right? So just be careful in the morning, and don't use that time until 10:02 a.m. to press your point of view on anyone or make people try to go as fast as you want them to, moon in Aries. They won't. We will be in the void of course phase, so Aries moon can go as fast as it wants until moon enters that fixed solid sign of Taurus at 5:04 p.m. Now, this is one of those times where we don't have a planet in a degree of a sign low enough to have an aspect with the moon in Taurus until it can make the conjunction to Uranus, and that isn't going to come in exact until Wednesday at 2:20 a.m. Eastern Time. So you know there's something coming. There is some kind of a change. There may be a big surprise. There could be some upheaval, or there could be a big aha moment, because Uranus is intuition. So do put some emphasis on that idea, because, you know, again, the planetary energies are just that. They're energies. They are not trying to force things necessarily on us as individuals, but we're not aware of them. You know, they can take the path of least resistance or the path of your belief systems or whatever. So if you're aware of this, the Taurus energy is about the mundane world. It can be about your body, physical survival. It can be about your money, your possessions. It can be about the earth itself, you know, and real estate and things like that. So take the Uranian energy and also the feeling instinctive energy of the moon and allow it to bring you insights. And then you won't be just at the effect of what may be coming down the road. And you may even also find something that you're excited about. However, you know, we still have a Uranus retrograde. So yeah, I think that on some levels, using it on the inner planes for getting that intuitive is better. So, all right, so the Mercury entering Libra at 7:51 p.m. comes in under the Taurus moon. So that's kind of a double Venus energy for the evening of the 10th, Monday the 10th. And so we may feel that as relaxing and refreshing also. Okay. But one of the things we have to be aware of is Mars in Gemini is going into a square to retrograde Neptune in Pisces. So our desire to communicate, which can sometimes be precipitous with Mars and get us into just a tad bit of trouble perhaps, is also off the mark with the square to nebulous Neptune. People will not be able to engage you necessarily, honestly, if you come at them with a demand for a conversation where they're supposed to be telling you what the heck is going on. I said CK at the end of that. I was heading for something else. But anyway, just know this. And this is also in terms, again, of traffic issues, driving around, especially local areas, the impatience of Mars combined with the confusion of Neptune is difficult. This is not a happy-looking aspect. And so when it gets closer and closer, as it will complete once 46 a.m. on Wednesday morning, that's not far away from the moon conjunction to Uranus and Taurus, 2:20 a.m. Eastern on Wednesday the 12th. That is when you could really have serious problems out there. So do be careful. And, you know, just be careful with the thinking also and what you might jump to as conclusions that aren't real. So now we're going to move on from Wednesday morning, the early morning hours, which also involves the Mercury first aspect to retrograde Jupiter in Aries, 3:24. So now you've got, you know, I want to make this make sense to all of us. I'd like us to compromise. I'd love to talk about some other ways of looking at things. And Jupiter in Aries doesn't do that. It's just far too fiery, and right now, even internalized, it's sort of focused on self and how fast can I get something to happen, etc., and so forth. So this is a, you know, struggle-y kind of energy, and it continues till 3:37 a.m. With the moon going into a square to Saturn, which is not direct yet, but is slowing down, stationed on a degree so that it can go direct on that degree next time we speak. We'll be talking about Saturn direct in Aquarius. So here we are. Okay? And for people on the West Coast, you may still be up for all of that, or even mountain time and stuff, because 3:37 a.m. Eastern is only 12:37 p.m. on Tuesday for you out there. So just be more and more aware. Some of us will be having these images and dreams, hopefully nothing going on in the home or anything like that. But, you know, in the news, there may be things going on overnight because, you know, the rest of the world may be awake. When we get up in the Eastern time zone, we have a mild day with Moon in Taurus as it's going into sextile, still retrograde Neptune in Pisces until 12:25 p.m. Gentle, very gentle. It's a good morning to be gentle with yourself and do some self-supportive, self-nurturing kinds of things. But it's also a good time to have a brunch with someone or, you know, do some things you might need to do that are not needing a lot of mundane focus, but, you know, can employ some of this creative energy or this sort of psychic energy of Neptune. The mundane comes in later, and now we've got Moon in Taurus trine direct Pluto in Capricorn until 5:42 p.m. on Wednesday the 12th. So this is your time to get those mundane tasks done, to reach out to authorities who you may need help from, that kind of thing. We are in the third quarter phase of the moon for all of this week. So we're in that space of giving out also of some of the wisdom and some of the gifts that we have gained over the month. This is a good time to share those things with others because you'll have reception of the ideas and the energies. We might not have been able to do that as easily as the week began. The moon is now void of course in Taurus, giving us a really quiet, pleasant evening. And then the moon enters Gemini at 1:08 a.m. on Thursday, the 13th. And early morning, before we're up in the East Coast, a sextile to Jupiter at 4:08 a.m., maybe giving you some happy dreams of adventures and exotic places and, you know, things like that. Then, Moon in Gemini trines Mercury in Libra at 7:29 a.m. as we get up. If you need to have a conversation over breakfast or send that email to someone that is about something involving a contract or, you know, just a discussion that you're hoping will be helpful, that's a good time to get it off before 7:29 a.m. Eastern. After this, Moon in Gemini is going to take a while to get to its aspect, which will be a trine to almost stationary, you would say, Saturn in Aquarius that will come in on the morning of Friday the 14th, or actually in the afternoon of Friday the 13th. This is another long travel. So this is coming in sort of 1:33 p.m. on Friday. Venus in Libra makes the trine to Saturn also. But she'll do it earlier. She'll get that trine in 2:21 a.m. Friday. So this is where you're looking at things like your relationship, your significant partners, your legal matters, your creative works, and what you've been thinking might be the future or the ways to go with it in the future. It will be still a processing. It won't be the time to move into direct action on it because Saturn will be direct at some point, and it will be better to make something seem, you know, firm, but not quite yet. So as I said, we come into Friday the 14th. After that's happened and the moon going trine Saturn, and then the moon trines Venus until 2:51 p.m. So the Saturn trine was 1:33 p.m. So over an hour's worth of this beautiful conversation, meeting, connecting with people. Very romantic. Words of love, beautiful creations, design, you know. One of the things that I don't mention enough is that Libra is the sign that you would look at if you were, you know, an interior decorator or something, you know, choosing to have things look a certain way. Well, the moon in Gemini, putting the mind into that and the curiosity and the looking for information, and the Venus in Libra might be a really good time to find that piece or that thing that is right, you know. So that's until 2:51 p.m. Eastern, and then we get the harmony of the lights with Moon in Gemini trine the Sun in Libra until 7:23 p.m. Eastern. So until that time, Friday is one of the best days that we've got for this week. And as we know, the harmony of the lights is when the instinctive feeling responses of the moon are in harmony with our conscious desire for expression. So we can see that our thoughts and our instincts to speak and everything are really going to be supporting this desire for peace and harmony and justice and all of those, you know, rather helpful things. And this is a great time to be discussing relationship and partnerships also. But after that, no. After that, 7:23 p.m. Eastern time, now we've got that monthly square from the moon to Neptune, moon in Gemini. 10:46 p.m. that comes in. That could be a foggy night in some locations, quite literally, or a night where you could be exposed to certain toxic things or infection things. So be very careful on Friday the 14th in the evening. Moon in Gemini joins Mars after that until 12:11 a.m. on Saturday. So that, again, a Friday evening is a good night to be snug and home. If you were me, that's what you'd be choosing. And just being aware of, you know, some things that could be around you that aren't healthy, or even if they're, you know, things you're reading about or whatever. But the moon in Gemini's Mars conjunction that comes in so shortly after this confusion is, you know, could be volatile in the sense of verbal. So just be aware that the trigger is a little too close to being pulled on words. And see if you can not do that. One of the things that's going to happen is Mars is going to be slowing down now. Mars, by the end of this month, will be retrograding in Gemini. I know that you have heard, and some people on Facebook have read, a very long piece, and maybe I shared it on the written on my blog page too, because this is a very long cycle for Mars in Gemini, because it's getting way up you know, to like 25 degrees or something before it retrogrades. So, you know, it's going to retrograde and then come back. So this whole idea of the mind being so fired up, and, you know, sometimes it feels like we're spinning. You know, we just turn on the computer. All you have to do is just, you know, engage with the world and it starts whirling, right? So this is that kind of energy also with the moon conjunct on Friday. So just, you know that. Breathing is good. Being patient is good. Bach flower remedy white chestnut is great because it stops the constant spinning of the wheels of the mind and brings you to peace. Saturday, void of course, Gemini moon recovers. And then the moon enters Cancer at 12:11 p.m. Saturday afternoon. Okay, well, moon in Cancer has challenges at the outset. And the first one is the square to Jupiter in Aries, 2:44 p.m. So, you know, the moon in Cancer has that instinctive response to be safe, to be cozy, to be engaged with someone else who wants to share that coziness, family-oriented. And Jupiter in Aries is none of those things in a very emphatic way. So this is what you're dealing with. Moon in Cancer can also go excessive eating if they're agitated. So just be aware of that. The aspect that's coming in, and it takes all the way till 3:19 a.m. on Sunday, Eastern Time, to complete, is the moon in Cancer square to Mercury in Libra. Yeah. Well, you know, wanting to be cozy, wanting to be safe, moon in Cancer can fluctuate an awful lot and get easily upset very quickly. Even if it doesn't show it, it might just retreat into the shell, which is a more common thing for it to do than actually take a claw and bite you with that claw. The square to Mercury in Libra is just uncomfortable because, again, the Mercury wants to debate things in Libra. It wants to talk about issues that Moon and Libra might want, just want to be left alone, you know. So that's that kind of energy. It's not like a Mars conjunction to the Moon, that's for sure, but it's still irritating, you know. So whenever we talk about Cancer Moon with irritation, we talk about making a pearl with it, that irritation. Because, you know, the crab is only one of the shelled creatures that Cancer is that domain, see? So, but Sunday, we end the week with the moon going towards a sextile to, again, retrograde Uranus and Taurus until 12:09 a.m. on Monday, the 17th. And so we are more open. We're maybe being experimental. It might be a great time to go back into your recipe files and look for that recipe that you love that was so unusual and different, but everybody liked it, including you, and see if you can make it during that time, because the foodie signs are Cancer and Taurus. And so they are the ones in harmony on Sunday. So that's your week. It's kind of like a breather, isn't it, in some ways? A couple of real big speed bumps, but, you know, not a lunar event in sight. And as we go into the next week, we are going to be actually not having our new moon until the week after. And that's a doozy of a new moon, though. It's a solar eclipse in Scorpio on the 25th. So we're going to be really getting into what that's all about. But we do have three shifts in the coming week that we will be talking about, and that is the Saturn direct motion. All three are happening on Sunday, and Venus and the Sun entering Scorpio. So, I wish you all the best with this week, and I'll say goodbye for now.